It's been nearly 6 months since Pittsburgh City Council introduced a bill that would require all rental property owners to register with and pay a fee to the city. As 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, a public hearing on the matter was held in early December, but the bill has yet to come up for even a preliminary vote.
In that time, the municipality of Penn Hills passed a similar ordinance, which requires landlords to pay a $50 fee per unit and lays out rules for inspections and code enforcement. Rental property registry ordinances are also on the books in Philadelphia, Lebanon, Allentown, Erie, and many other Pennsylvania cities. But attorney Brad Dornish, with a consortium of real estate investors known as Acre of Pittsburgh, says some of those ordinances might be illegal. He says if revenues from rental permits exceed the cost of administering a program, it amounts to a tax.
The tax is unfairly targeted on only those people who are required to pay the fee, and it violates the Local Tax Enabling Act.
The city of Pittsburgh's proposed ordinance is based on a 2008 proposal that died a slow death in common pleas court over the course of 2 years. Dornish says his group helped modify the ordinance to make it revenue neutral, but it wasn't until last year that the city officially took up the proposal again.
The fee then was changed from what we had calculated to be a break-even point back in 2008 of $12 every other year to a fee of $60 per year.
Actually, that number would be $65 per year per unit. Critics say it places too much of a burden on landlords and will eventually trickle down to tenants in the form of increased rent. But according to City Councilman Daniel Lavelle, chair of the Public Safety Committee, that criticism isn't what has been keeping the bill from being passed in Pittsburgh. Lavelle says the Pittsburgh Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, the city's financial overseers, isn't on board with the plan.
Until they're satisfied, we can't bring it back to the table, which is why we continue to hold it.
But Henry Scortina, executive director of the ICA, says that's not accurate.
City Council has the right as the elected set of elected officials to introduce and to act on whatever legislation they want. That's their legislative prerogative. We do not, as an authority, get involved in that unless there are matters that are critical to the fiscal stability of the city.
Scortina says, had council members passed the legislation before the December 19th meeting when the ICA approved the 2015 budget, they could have included the proposed $1.6 million in rental registry fees in the spending plan. But he says the budget shouldn't include, quote, a wish list.
Until city council enacts ordinances that specifically define revenue sources on any matter, we're not going to include it in the budget.
Also on December 19th, the Peduto administration released a statement saying the ICA would fund a fee-free pilot of the rental property registration program this year. Mayoral spokesman Tim McNulty.
That obviously hasn't happened.
Scortina says it hasn't happened because the ICA, in fact, never agreed to fund a pilot program and that it has yet to receive a detailed proposal of what the costs and benefits of the program would be. Meanwhile, McNulty says the city is still waiting on a green light from the ICA before moving forward.
The ICA, as you know, has not been entirely open with us, you know, over the months and years on what it exactly is that they're looking for. We've been entirely open on our side with everything they wanted. So it's hard to know really what they do want.
City Councilman Dan Gilman, an advocate of the program, maintains that the ICA is responsible for the lack of movement on the bill.
To me, it's an absolute shame that our oversight board is standing in the way of a program that residents want that protect homeowners and residents in the city of Pittsburgh.
The bill is scheduled to come up for debate in council's committee meeting 2 weeks from today, but it's anyone's guess whether council will actually discuss it and take a vote or put it on hold again. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.